Cannabis dispensaries on Wildwood Avenue in opposition to the TerraGen wind energy proposal were on the agenda of the June 4th Riodel City Council meeting. The council voted 4-0, with Councilmember Wilson recused, to send a letter of opposition in response to the draft environmental impact report for the proposed 155-megawatt wind farm on Monument and Bear River Ridge. The wind farm is expected to include up to 60 650-foot-tall towers, which are reportedly among the tallest land-based windmills in the world. The council-approved letter states, quote, "In addition to the visual impacts, we have a number of other concerns associated with the proposed project, including timberland conversion, biological impacts, increased fire danger, significant amounts of grading, erosion, geologic stability, and sediment discharges into the Eel River. The city's primary water source, an infiltration gallery, is just a couple of miles downstream from the project site," end quote. The draft EIR is available at the County Planning Office or the county's HumboldtGov.org website, and the public comment period has been extended to June 14th. The council then received 6 proposals for cannabis retail businesses, which had been received and ranked by an ad hoc committee earlier. In March, the council had approved cannabis retail sales in the Humboldt-Riodel Business Park area, formerly known as the Eel River Sawmill, and up to 3 retail businesses in the town center zone of Wildwood Avenue. The council voted 4-1 to accept the rankings that were recommended, which means the top 3 contenders can move forward with their business permit. Councilmember Strawn dissented as she pointed out that the cannabis remains a Schedule 1 drug and is illegal federally. The top-ranked choice was Riodel Remedies, which is comprised of a number of local women who propose opening up both a cannabis wellness center and a herbal remedies store. Janice Topanian, a founder of Riodel Remedies, describes their proposal.
Whether it's cannabis or chamomile or lavender, these ancient herbs are used by many people today to help alleviate symptoms and ailments. And that's why Riodel Remedies wants to actually bring 2 stores to Riodel. We want to open up a cannabis retail store, but we also want to open up an herb store where people can buy a variety of different types of herbs and also take classes to learn how to make their own herbal remedies with the hopes that people will be able to make their own home medicine cabinet.
Element 7 LLC was second on the list. Joss Blank, the head of licensing and compliance, addressed the council about their business.
Element 7 is not a local Humboldt business. We are very focused on California, though. We're based out of Los Angeles and out of the Bay Area. We want to create a local enterprise, though, and that's why we're committing to hiring at least 80% of our staff from the local community and county.
Proper Wellness Center was third on the approval list. They recently opened a dispensary on 5th Street in Eureka. One of the owners of Proper Wellness described their vision for the Riodel store.
All about the access and the accessibility, but also knowing the story behind the cannabis. People, especially in this area, and as we generate more attention, are looking for craft cannabis, and we have the area, the experience, the people, the years to really provide that to the state on a huge level. And so we would be happy to have a store here in Riodel and offer that for your town and bring that attention to your facilities and farmers in your area.
All 3 businesses are now approved to move ahead with their conditional use permit applications, which are due on or before June 28th. If one of them is unable to complete the application, Humboldt Legacy will be allowed to submit theirs as the 4th business on the approved list. Video of the council meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com along with the full agenda packet. The next meeting of the Riodel City Council will be Tuesday, June 18th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.